We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta know the Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
On a Monday, in the greatest city of them all, New York City, it is the Midday Show. Benigno and Roberts until 2 o'clock today. It's a flashback day. We're on until 2 o'clock, and then CMB at 2 o'clock. Dover and Ernie are here. There is a lot to talk about today, all right? A lot on my mind. Number one, let's talk about the obvious. Joe is not here today. We know about what's out there. We know the issues that are out there. We know that's what's been reported. So it's best for everybody that he's not here for now. It would have been a distraction, so Joe is not here. And instead, we will do what we do, which is talk sports and complain about certain situations and be giddy about certain situations, give opinions, and talk about everything. That's what we're going to do. We can't talk about the other stuff legally, so let's talk sports. And you know, I mentioned this when I was interrupting Salo's update, that yesterday was a I got to tell you, it was a great Yankee fan fest, Yankee Radio Network fan fest. And I've done a few of them. There was one at the Intrepid on a Saturday, I remember. And I had a good time there, don't get me wrong. And there was a Yankee fan fest 2 years ago in Little Italy, which I remember very vividly. I hosted, I don't think it was on air, but I hosted a Q&A with Daryl Strawberry and Mookie Wilson. And we talked, you know, Yankees and baseball, and it was a very good time. And I remember that day was a day the Mets played the Giants in San Francisco, and that was the day the Mets turned around their 2016 season. So now I know what year it was 2016. The event yesterday was awesome. Everybody did a great job. It was a great turnout. There were a lot of cool things going on, batting practice, autographs, wiffle ball. We did our shows out there. And for that hour, yeah, I spoke to Sweeney, and Ricky Ricardo, and David Cone, and talk Yankees. And we will talk plenty of Yankees today as we head towards July 31st and what is shaping up to be a great pennant race with the Red Sox, who won yesterday. And so we'll talk plenty of Yankees today because they are the more relevant franchise in this town. But I didn't want to say anything about the Mets. I said a lot on Saturday, and I certainly have a lot to say today. And there are so many things, I actually had to write it down. That's how angry I am. I had to write some stuff down, like the things I want to go nuts about. Let me start off with Saturday. And I was on Saturday morning from Yankee Stadium. And to have to hear Dr. Cespedes, because he got a degree, I don't know where, but he certainly has his doctor degree, for him to sit there Friday night after he comes back one time and was fine. It's a stupid home run. Everything's great. The Mets win. It's actually a good night for the Mets. And to hear Dr. Cespedes break down his heel issue and tell us, hey, I think I may need surgery. It's going to keep... Now, I hear surgery, I'm thinking, all right, so what, 6 to 8 weeks? Maybe a couple of months? And I have to hear him say 8 to 10 months. Either he's a doctor or he went to WebMD. And I got to hear Cespedes talking about that. Number one, if he actually needs that surgery, why the hell is he playing? The Mets are playing a bunch of exhibition games right now. He shouldn't be out there. So I hear Dr. Cespedes chime in about his health. And then Saturday, and a part of me feels bad for Mickey Callaway, but the other part of me realizes that he is just so in over his head as the manager of this team. But for Mickey Callaway to sit there Saturday morning and give us the, I don't know. Did he say that? I have no idea. And for there to be no leadership from this franchise to calm down and talk about what's going on with Cespedes, and to leave Mickey Callaway flopping like a fish before the game on Saturday was embarrassing. And you know whose fault it is? I'll name names. You know whose fault it is? It's not Omar Minaya's fault. It's not. It's not even John Ricco's fault. It's not even J.P. Ricciardi's fault. You know where I'm going. It's the fault of the real general manager of this team. It is the fault of the man who runs the show. The buck stops here. That's what Harry S. Truman said. It is the fault of Jeff Wilpon. And so as a leader of this franchise, he is the one, as long as he is going to have a big hand in all of these decisions, he is the one who needs to talk. Not Omar, who's one-third of the quote-unquote assistant GMs. I've said this from the beginning. As a fan, as a customer, when I heard the press conference a month or two ago, I thought I was being told that the GM is Jeff Wilpon. That's how I take it. So he's the one that needs to talk. Not John Ricco, who likes to throw there in the middle. Oh, by the way, I got some Noah Syndergaard news, which I'll get to. Jeff Wilpon needs to talk. I know he's not going to talk to me. That's fine. Doesn't have to talk to me. He's got to talk to the fans because this organization is a mess. And you know where it starts? Just like anywhere else, it starts at the top. That is who needs to talk about the state of this decrepit franchise right now. The man who runs the show, and that man is Jeff Wilpon. And he's got a lot of questions he needs to answer. Not Omar, not John Ricco, not J.P. Ricciardi, not Mickey Callaway, not Yoenis himself or his interpreter, Jeff Wilpon. That's number, I don't even know what number I'm up to. Number two, number three? All right, let me get to Syndergaard real quick. Now, Saturday, I said this on the Saturday show, and I certainly think it was going to be hand, mouth, foot, whatever, that there's no way he's making his next start. He's going on the DL. We all know he's going on the DL. I got to tell you, I did not know that he was going to go on the DL because he's this good dude who's working with kids, and he gets something that my two-year-old hasn't gotten yet. The hand, foot, mouth, whatever. And I'm not mad at Noah Syndergaard. I'm really not. I mean, yeah, you're irrational if you're mad at Noah Syndergaard. It was just, here's John Ricco, who I don't want to hear from. I'll go back to point number one. Jeff Wilpon's the only person who should be speaking right now. But John Ricco has this press conference or media gathering in which he's explaining to us, what are you talking about? There's no dysfunction. There's no miscommunication. John Sarah Huckabee Sanders Ricco, or any press secretary you ever want to name throughout American history, basically. And then he throws in there, hey, by the way, I got something to tell you guys. Hey, by the way, Syndergaard has this thing that infants get. He's got this thing that a two-year-old gets. Just throws that in there. Now, it is more sizzle than steak in that the Mets are going nowhere. They stink. Syndergaard's value is not going to be affected by it. It's not that big of a deal. It's more the symbolism of it. It's more the, is this a joke aspect of it? So I want to move on from that quickly because I want to get to the thing that really ticked me off this weekend. And that's the familiar trait. All right. Now let me lay this thing out here. I understand that a lot of Met fans don't love J-Riz Familia. And I understand that maybe because I saw Brian Monzo tweet this over the weekend. Monzo, don't even tweet about Familia. Just enjoy Disney World. All right. So I got to see Monzo, who I love and I like, and he is a Met fan, say, I'm surprised they got anything for J-Riz Familia. You're a biased Met fan. And sometimes as biased Met fans, we don't just overvalue guys, we undervalue guys. We think guys stink when they don't stink. J-Riz Familia is not terrible in the real world. He really isn't. When you look at some of the other relievers that are out there on this market, you can't tell me J-Riz Familia is a nothing. So, number one, I don't want to hear how, oh, they're lucky to get anything for J-Riz Familia. That's ridiculous. Number two, I value the international money. I don't want to downplay it. All right? The Mets need to do a better job in the international market. Absolutely. So, I'm not going to sit here being irrational, ripping everything that I don't feel I should rip. And I'm not going to rip that. I think it's great that they got an extra $1 million. Now, do they have to use it the right way? Absolutely. And that's the way, or part of the way, they can rebuild this system. No problem with that. I'm not complaining about that. I like that. Here is the problem. with this franchise. For a week or two, we hear BS that they will pick up money on guys they trade's contract, which they didn't do a year ago. They didn't. And that's part of why they got nothing back for any of these guys. And it ticked me off a year ago. It ticked me off with Billy Wagner and whatever year that was when they got Chris Carter back. The only thing good about Chris Carter is that his entrance song was Real American. That was it. He was not a prospect. He was a minor leaguer. Let's be clear. The Mets did not get prospects back on Saturday. They got back minor leaguers. There's a difference. And there are reports, which what an idiot I am, that I'm actually believing, wow, they're going to pick up some money. They're going to spend money to get back better prospects. And I have to hear John Rico, who, please, baseball gods, do not make this man the GM of my baseball team. I don't want it. And I don't want to hear how nice of a guy he is. I'm sure he's a great guy. I don't want him as my GM. I got to hear John Rico say, well, we looked at what we could have gotten if we picked up money, and we decided that this was the best value. I got news for Rico, for Will Pond, and for everybody with the Mets. We don't trust you. Is it possible that the return on Familia may not have been very different if they picked up the money? Sure, it's possible. Except, rightfully so, we do not believe you. You do not have credibility with us as fans. So I wanted to see this organization, because I'm not saving any money the rest of the year. Where's my check? You just saved $3 million on Familia. I got Met tickets tonight that are worthless. You're going to send checks to all the season ticket holders? You bamboozled? You're not. So you pick up every damn dime you can, and I don't care if it goes from the 17th prospect to the 12th prospect, you get the 12th prospect. You owe that to the farm system that's a mess, and you certainly owe it to the fans. And that's what ticked me off about the Familia deal. The international money is great. Met fans just saying, well, Familia stinks, whatever. Well, why is Keith Law, who knows a thing or two about prospects, why are unnamed executives coming out and saying, boy, the Mets really botched this one. Boy, they could have gotten more. So that ticked me off, too. And I, you know, Saturday, I get the text from Ernie saying, hey, you know, you're a rational Met fan. What'd you think of the Familia deal? And I'm analyzing it. And what did I tell you, Ernie? I said, it's a disgrace. And that doesn't mean every aspect of it is. I love the fact they got $1 million of international money. That's great. 5 years from now, maybe there's a kid from the Dominican Republic who's in the major leagues because of the extra $1 million. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean that. I think it's a good thing. But why, if you're the Mets, if you're listening, why would you leak out, yeah, we're going to pick up money. We're going to pick up money. And then not pick up money. Do you realize how bad that makes you look? Do you realize that you got maniacs like me that are going to scream about it? Do you realize that Met fans don't trust you? And so they're not going to believe you when you say, ah, the package wouldn't have been very different. We're not going to believe you. And so even in a season in which you're meaningless, you're irrelevant, and you're going nowhere, on this Monday in late July, you are the story. You are the story because you're an inept franchise. Go away. Just have a bad season. But even in a bad season, there are things, count the ways, whether it's Mickey Callaway's inability to communicate anything, whether it's the disconnect from front office to player, whether it's Doc DeCespedes opining about what's wrong with him, whatever it is, they become the story. But I'll say it again because it's true. I don't want to hear from Omar. I don't want to hear from Rishardi. I don't want to hear from Rico. The boss is Jeff Wilpon. He is, in my opinion, the real general manager of this team, and I think he's got to communicate with the fans because the fans have a lot of questions.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.